Really?
Really? Yeah. Lee.
I'm a guy at those kicks. I can do cartwheels. I'm a cartwheel guy.
Nice.
Wow, wow.
Your dimensions are impossible to make.
Yeah. Wes.
We're here, dude.
Wow, this is it. We're here with Danny Brown.
Yo, what up, though?
Lamort.
Just cool two Detroit niggas hanging out in Matt and Shane. Dude, come on, dude.
Y'all know about this Kia Boy shit?
No.
In Milwaukee, I guess they got like crazy grand theft, like stealing cars, rules and shit. Yeah. Like, so if you're under like 18, you're only getting like 2 weeks for stealing a car. But what they figured out is that they can steal Kias with USB chargers, like iPhone chargers. And Kia's not doing nothing about this. It's literally been like over 5,000 Kias getting stolen like every day. But you got to think these kids, so they can't drive.
Yeah.
So they're just crashing into shit. It's just pandemonium.
And just stealing more Kias.
I go on YouTube and I watch them like skate videos. I love it, man.
I mean, yeah.
And then they got their own soundtrack. They're making music to go to the shit. It's just it's bizarre, man. That's but it's starting awesome. To spread too now. Because And then it's almost like what came first, the chicken or the egg? Because who the fuck thought about putting a USB
in a Kia?
But every time you watch the news where they talk about it, they're giving you a fucking step-by-step breakdown of how to do it. Yeah. So it's been spreading to other cities. Like, they're starting to do it in Texas now. They've been doing it in Michigan now. They just hit a Southfield Kia dealership and stole a whole bunch of Kias.
My dad has a Kia.
Oh, no.
I'm gonna have to call him.
So everybody using the old-school car steering wheel jack shit. You got a lot, so everybody locking their Kias up with those. It's Kias and Hyundais, actually, too. You can do it with a Hyundai. Every time I see a Kia, I'll just be like, damn, how the fuck does that work? I want to try it now. Like, Kias,
make sure it works. New Kias are nice, too.
I know.
New Kias are nice.
100,000 mile warranty. I thought about it.
That's a good warranty, dude.
100,000 miles.
You got to find a 16-year-old to steal a Kia for you.
It's sad. It's really sad. It's going down.
Yeah, it's nice if you want to get cash in on the insurance. It's like, yo, dude. Yeah.
And they drive crazy. Like, call it making a shake. They just...
They drive crazy.
God, that's so funny.
He's trying to get good at it, man. One of these niggas for sure gonna be some F1 drivers or some shit.
What,
man.
And then they just crash and leave.
They crashing and everything, man. Like, it's one video I saw. It was like four kids. They got into a car accident in the Kia, obviously. But all of them was laying on the ground with their legs broke. Everybody got a broken leg. And the guy recorded a video. He did the greatest commentary ever. Like, look at these stupid ass little niggas. They all, everybody leg broke. And they're just on the ground. Like,
And they get it's 2 weeks.
See, that's the thing. If they get caught by the police, they can only give them up to like 2 weeks or some shit about it. So they just right back out. And they brag about getting the 2 weeks. Like, I got 2 weeks.
I feel like the cops should be able to break your legs at that point.
I feel like Kia needs to do something, man.
I bet
like,
the Milwaukee police are a little hesitant.
You know what? You know, I take it back.
Those fellas are a little hesitant.
I'm going to drink some water.
That'd be a nice Kia commercial. They got to embrace it.
Get yourself a brand new Kia. Zero down, zero security system, and we accept EBT. Don't wait. Drive today.
Shout out to Kia commercial. Young kids hanging out.
Yeah, so the hamsters.
So now people are terrified to own Kias because it's pretty much somebody just stole a Kia from my neighborhood and they found, you know how you go on the ring and see all the shit.
Yeah.
To see all the shit that happened in your neighborhood. Somebody just recently stole a Kia and they drove it all the way to Houston. Like, these motherfuckers came to Austin to steal Kias and drove it back to Houston.
Yeah, sometimes people will steal cars, use them for like murders, and then drop them
no,
off.
No, they just joyride.
That's like the best case scenario. I was like, oh, that's nice.
This is an international Kia ring.
Somebody enjoyed this car.
Someone steals your car and just like smokes crack in it and leaves it in Maryland. It's like, all right, it's not bad.
Yeah.
But it's literally an epidemic, though. It's really, and it's that's scary because just imagine you on the road, just you as a driver, you got fucking 15-year-olds making it shake, going crazy, man. I swear, it's scary, man.
I'll do it. I'm going to just ride my car right into it. Fucking, if I see kids on the road, I'm riding right into it.
What's that technique? What do the police do? Where they bump the back wheel. Flip the kids.
And it made me feel bad because I know, bro, if I was a kid, I'd probably been doing that kind of shit.
Yeah, it sounds kind of fun.
That's the thing about
it. My cousin died.
What?
Him and his buddies. They were like,
stolen car?
They were like 15. Yeah.
Damn.
Just hopped in the car, drove it around. Yeah. I never talked about that.
No, I didn't know that either. It's terrible.
Yeah. His mom died like a month before my aunt. Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, it was a rough week. Rough month.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, I was a kid. I was young enough that I was like, funerals are actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
Because you go to the after, like, you know, it was like a party
the
after.
The procession, dude.
The whole family's food. Back. Yeah. True. I was crushing food. My parents would let me rent a video game because they thought I was sad.
True, yeah.
Blockbuster. Like, nice new X-Men. New X-Men video game, dude. I hope all my cousins die.
Dude, all funerals are celebrations. You got to have fun at a funeral.
Yeah. Yeah, unless it's a fucking 15-year-old in a car accident.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
Yeah, I hate funerals. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with
it. The older you get,
it's I don't fuck with it.
A little more.
The worst was the high school, the kids that would die in high school and everyone pretended to be boys with them. It was like, dude, cut it out. True. Right? That was the fucking worst. Like, dude, we were best friends.
That still happens every time a comic dies.
Oh, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was a picture with them from fucking 8 years ago.
Nothing worse than social media eulogizing fucking kind of kills me.
Yeah.
It's like Joan Rivers was an inspiration. It's like, dude, shut up, man. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up about that.
Have you guys ever heard of Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared?
Yeah, I love that shit. Yeah. The new season just started.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
No, I heard of it.
Yeah, definitely.
You watch the new one?
Yeah. Damn. It's awesome. They have one about, they have an episode about death that's basically like that. Yeah.
I gotta get my VPN. Like, what? What's the premise of the show?
It's like a,
it's a pretty bad,
it's
synopsis.
Amazing. It's like it's really all about saying how children shows fuck kids up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it really is based on like
it.
It's based on like, it's like a Sesame Street parody kind of.
Or Wonder Shows. Doing,
Wonder Shows and something like that.
Wonder Shows was the shit.
Yeah.
I was just showing that to Nate.
Yeah.
Wonder Shows was this old show on MTV that was like
Wonder Shows was dope.
A dark kids show.
Really? Yeah.
That's pretty much
it. Really good. It was really funny.
But like watching Don't Hug Me, it'd be like, you think you're watching wholesome content. Then by the time you get to the end of the episode, you'd be like, what the fuck just happened?
Oh, man.
Nice. Like, it really just take a turn for the worse on you quick, too.
They were doing that on YouTube. They were putting out fake kids shows that would like promote, like, if you were like, when you were like looking, see like triangles on the screen, it'd be like Nazi jerk. It would just start talking about like Hitler and shit. Nice. Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Yeah. Dude. That was a whole thing.
Yeah, I kept saying that to Nate.
Kill your parents.
Yeah.
Because me and Nate were arguing all weekend.
About
race.
Oh, yeah.
I just gonna be like, Nate, dude, we're the best.
Like, y'all stink.
He's like, no, dude, we're number one.
Such a especially what? After 5 minutes of silence of driving.
It was like a 7-hour drive. I had to drive from Boston to fucking Philly on Sunday.
Oh,
that was sick though. I got to open for Chris Rock. Dude, that's awesome. Dope. That was sick.
Yeah, dude, how was it?
It was awesome. Nice. It was awesome.
That's awesome.
For some reason, I didn't anticipate his crowd being as black as it was. Yeah. In my head, I was like, I didn't even think about it. And then we pulled up to the venue. It's in North Philly. Yeah. We pull up. It's just like black ladies walking in. I was like, holy shit, they're going to hate me.
That was at the Met, right?
Yeah, it was at the Met. It actually went well. It was
dope,
good.
Dope.
Yeah, that's what Spud said.
Danny, you want the link to it? You know, dude, I got a YouTube link for
on
the
what?
For Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. The new season.
Yeah,
dude.
I'd like that.
Yeah, dude. Okay. I'll give it to everybody. Everybody get the link.
Hey, gang. Thanks, gang.
But no, I kept singing the Wonder Shows and song to Nate. The fucking white people having fun. Global domination for everyone. Yeah. Anyway, that's good stuff.
Wonder Shows is classic.
I'll just really be on YouTube trolling.
Yeah,
I became a troll during the pandemic.
Did you?
Were you commenting?
No, I mean, like, we find like these. It's really like a crew of us too. I shouldn't probably be talking about this shit, but we just find like certain people on the internet to fuck with, and now we got this new guy. His name is Cyrex.
Please, I'm rocking a $400 smartwatch. What are you rocking?
Jesus Christ, dude.
Bro? Your grandmother bought that for you.
400, nigga.
Your grandmother bought that for you.
You're a classless hack, bro. You got no class. You got no swag or style, bro. I'm Cyrax, a.k.a. DJ Otak. Who the fuck are you? A fat piece of shit nobody without me. That's who.
He's like a... He's a little touched, little fucked up guy. And he's from Ohio, and we just fuck with him all the time. Like, he was live streaming shit. Yeah. We just all in his chat. He wants to be a rapper. He wants to be a.
Yeah.
He always come up with something new. But I would say the funniest thing we did was that it got to the point like we'll fuck with him so much he'll delete his accounts and shit. Mm. Be like, I'm not coming back. And you know, he always come back in like a week or something and we'll be geek. But one time he I'm not doing this shit no more. Y'all are ruining my life. I'm not coming back to YouTube. I'm not coming back. So then he left and he was gone for like a month. Then we all bored. We all in a Discord like, how can we get him back? So we came up with this plan to say he died. So we were just all making like tribute videos to him, like Cyrex, gone but not forgotten. We miss you so much. We love you so much. And then, you know, he popped back up.
I'm not dead.
I'm not dead. And then somebody just came up with a hilarious thing. Like, no, this is an AI. They're doing this wrong. It's AI racks. This is not Cyrax no more. So then that pissed them off even more. So you'll come back and make videos and shit. Like, this is not the real Cyrax. This is wrong. Why are they doing this?
Is he, is he posting videos of him rapping shit?
Yeah, oh my God. He plays guitar.
Is he nice?
No, it's horrible. But what reason why we really start torturing?
How many views does he get?
No views. He get
just you guys.
We get more views than him talking about him. You know what I'm saying? But what happened was somebody posed as like a 13-year-old girl and he started sending dick pics to her. So that's what make him. Yeah, so now we're just torturing him.
Season, yeah,
yeah, we torture him after that. Like, it's all good.
Dang, dude. At first you felt bad and now you're like, oh, we were right. We're good guys. We're the good guys.
Even to the point, this is another thing too. Somebody just made a action figure character of him and we sold him, we bought him all out, and like one day he's so pissed because he's not making money for me. Like, who's making these toys of me? You need to cut me in.
Yeah, that's a toss up with the special needs groups. If you hit them with the pedo stuff,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
a lot
yeah,
of times.
Yeah. So it's open.
Yeah, special needs groups, they're susceptible to
they
it.
They can plead. I feel like they can court. They can kind of plead. Some
they should
of
be.
Case.
That's what we've talked about a thousand times. That's what bothered the fuck out of me about To Catch a Predator.
Yeah,
it's like just, the Chris Chan shit. Y'all know about him too?
Is that a YouTube guy?
The same
Chris
thing?
Chan? Nah, I mean, a trolling group got to him, and pretty much, you know, he was a little mentally fucked up. He's actually, I believe, this is going to be a Netflix series one day about this.
Yeah,
because he's like the most. He has the most content on the internet of any person ever. Like, and he's really fucked up.
Yeah.
But they made him bang his mom.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah.
They convinced him to bang his mom.
Yeah.
Now he's locked up in jail right now for that
shit. Banging his mom? That's illegal?
Yeah. I mean, she was like 80 years old with dementia or some shit.
Oh, she didn't do it? Oh,
is there like a tail end of Megan's Law where it's like under 18 and above 76 pedo?
The tail end of Megan's Law. That's the amendment.
That's going to be like a wing in the military in like 20 years. Just online troll groups.
Yeah.
Completely destabilizing.
It's probably
going down. Yeah, you're right, actually. It totally fucking is.
The Russians got us.
True.
They're probably hitting Belarus hard right now.
Yeah, like you weak pussies.
But yeah, that is a thing that is troll groups, man. Like, I didn't know that something like that existed. But hopefully I don't.
True. Yeah. Live by the sword. Live by the sword. Die by the sword.
Until you start getting negative comments. Shit hurts.
That's an evil force. It's an evil force.
You end up fucking your mom.
Well, it's true.
But that's
you ever see that views. One video of that guy who was playing this other guy online, and then the guy said something and he was like, yo, I'm gonna fuck your mom. And he like found where he lived, he went to his mom's house and he fucked his mom. He like cummed on her face and was like, and just sent a video to the kid.
That shit make me kill myself.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be suck.
Yeah, dude.
How did he say like how he wooed and seduced his mother?
I'd be so mad at my mom.
He just showed up.
Like, you got a guy calling an internet guy came on you?
He just showed up.
What? To be fair, yeah. If you've just been kicking around for like 20 years after having a kid and you're kind of bored and someone rings the doorbell, it's like, it's on. Yeah. It's tough to turn down.
He's probably like, I'm here to teach your son a lesson.
Yeah, we're like, I'm a successful YouTuber and I know your son. They're like, I'll fuck you for sure.
Boy, that's sad. That's sad. That's sad.
Yeah, I mean, dude, that can totally happen. After you have kids, like, they're gone. There's a huge chance you completely lose yourself and you're just drift. You're just like, I don't know what to do with myself.
Adrift.
Someone could completely come smash you out, tribute pick you, send it to your kid. You're like, damn, I thought I was done parenting. I didn't know I could have someone come on my face.
No, that's sad, man.
Yeah, that stinks, man. Yeah, I try to avoid.
My bad, guys. I didn't mean
That's all right.
That is the logical conclusion of this kind of stuff. That's a logical conclusion.
That's how it ends.
Someone just smashing
someone's
your mama.
Come on, my mom's. Hopefully, she dies.
Yeah, like Ghost Rider 4/2016, just coming in
before
fucking
it's too
your
late.
Mom. What?
Hopefully, my mom passes before
someone's
too late.
Someone seduces and woos her.
Yeah. Before one of the Reddit tours gets dropped on my mom.
Nah, Big Phil's holding it down. He's like, what?
Big Phil would be tough to get in there.
Get this guy out. Yeah, dude, that'd be tough, man. Yeah, there's a world of dudes that go, especially like the senior citizen ladies that like come through and smash out senior citizen ladies.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like maintenance men that'll come through and
like
have at it.
Oh, you mean like, it like rentals?
An apartment complex, you go through, you're checking the thing, you see like a 75-year-old geese. It's open season.
Yeah, what happened? Did you fall? Or punch something?
Oh, no, that's purple. I had to paint something purple. Oh. Dude, this shit, I'm literally, you had to like scrape it off.
What were you painting?
The tomb.
Oh,
I was painting
nice.
The tomb in a new place. Purplicious. Yeah, it's a controlled environment. It's a check unit. controlled environmental chamber.
Smashing old ladies is bizarre, though.
Yeah, you don't think you do it?
It's just the smell.
Dude, it's It's been a while. You've been servicing boilers for like 15 years, no touch.
It's like sensory overload, man.
But they got the perfume on.
Dude.
Lots of perfume. They're hitting you with cookies. You're like, is this chick trying to fuck me?
Yeah. Old lady perfume is different, man. Like,
yeah, it's not good. Yeah.
It's pungent. Yeah.
Like, but shit. I mean, dude,
but
it's
again, you
be.
Are checking boilers every day for 40 years. It's time to fucking
get down the boiler.
It's time
room.
To feast.
It also might be the softest.
The softest touch.
It might be the softest.
I think it might not. I think it's the worst.
I just think what
it's easily the worst.
I just know the moans would be crazy.
Oh,
old lady moaning. 1960. You know, it's a different style.
Also, it's probably. Like,
oh.
It's probably, it's probably
oh, dear.
Especially if you're getting in there, probably like, you're such a nice boy. You're such a good boy.
She goes like emotion,
dude. Yeah, they'd say insane shit.
They're just feeding you Werther's while you're smashing it.
Yeah, they'd say insane. They'd be like, I haven't been touched like this.
Like, just like, oh. He's going to say something old, man.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, it's going to remind you every time.
Such a good boy. You want me to put my finger where?
Yeah.
In my ass, ma'am. I've never heard of that.
In your butt?
It's a long, skinny old finger.
Okay.
Dude, I'd do an old lady.
You would definitely do an old lady.
70, dude.
Lemaire, I have my limit. No doubt in my mind you would fuck
dude,
an old
for
lady.
For sure, dude. Yeah. Oh, I can't talk about that.
Talk about your arrangement.
I can't talk about that.
I hear you've been bragging a lot about your sexual prowess.
No. What? No.
I've heard.
No.
I heard through the grapevine.
This is a lie. I would never brag about that.
I heard
that.
You talk about how horny you are a lot.
No. Oh, I've been a little horny, but I'm not like bragging about sex. I don't have a reason to brag.
All right. Sorry.
Can you give it? What's like the last tale of you? Like what happened? Play by play.
We both cried.
What? That was. Yeah. So there are updates. I think you told us about that. I think you told us about that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
He would both cry.
Yes, what the fuck? Simultaneous crying.
That's good though.
Yeah, it was the last time. So yeah.
Oh, it was a farewell sex.
It was a farewell sex.
Yeah. Is there any music being played?
No, dude.
That sounds sad.
Clapping cheeks. No.
There it is.
Yeah, I heard he's been braggadocious.
I was just trying to be funny.
So you were clapping cheeks and then you started sobbing?
Yeah.
Are you sure that your partner was crying or was it just you?
It was just probably me. Yeah, I don't know.
This is the last time.
Dude, I'll let out some tears if fucking I'm sad.
You were telling us on the way up, you're talking about the realization about WWE.
Oh yeah, I was crying because I realized I'd never be WWE champion.
How old were you when that happened?
30.
That's not good.
What was it setting?
Yeah, how did you come to this realization though? How did you come to the realization?
Yeah, I was just smoking weed, watching TV, and then there was a wrestler, he was like 24, and I was like, I'm 30. I'll never be WWE champion. And they just,
That's fucking crazy. Yeah.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, dude. One day, it's coming back. I'm an undefeated professional wrestler right now, though. So, you know, maybe one day.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe the dream's real.
The
dream's
WWE's
real.
WWE's going to call you up.
Triple H himself is going to make LeMaire, brother. Yeah.
Well, that sucks if you have a loss, because doesn't somebody write your losses for you, kind of? Yeah. Like, come on, man. My record's perfect. Like, you're going to take it.
No, LeMaire goes in and takes the victory.
I just snatched a victory from the jaws of defeat. Yeah.
I know magicians don't reveal their tricks, but how much of it is like kind of impromptu, and like if they're like going into like, yo, you're gonna lose, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, it depends.
Like, Shayner would fuck you up, dude.
Shayner? No, dude.
He's Shayner not
nasty. We were on teams for a little bit, but he went off and did his own thing.
Oh, he broke up the team. He what broke was the up tag the team called?
I'm a part of the Lasagna Club.
The Lasagna Club?
The Lasagna. Like Garfield?
The Lasagna Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, the WWE's not going to call, dude. You guys can't be the Lasagna Club, dude.
You got to get into like the occult or something.
Yeah, you got to be satanic.
Dude, we're the Lasagna Club. Everybody loves the LC.
I will say I do have a lot more respect for wrestlers now than I did as a kid. Like you looked at you always just thought it was fake and like some wood, but no, you really have to be fucking in shape, and that shit hurt, man. That's why the motherfuckers on painkillers and shit, man. They all fucked up.
That's where all my respect comes from. If someone jumping from like 5 feet up, I'm like, ooh, that'll get your knees after a while. It's like a 5 foot turnbuckle jump. I'm like, ooh, shit.
You haven't watched that Jaleel guy?
Oh yeah, man, he's bizarre.
He's terrifying.
Well, man, he's huge, scares me, bro. He's doing front flips and shit.
Yeah, he scares the fuck out of me.
That was the guy who showed me. He just
jumped
fucking
off the
ripped.
Side of the stage.
Yeah, he did a backflip off like a 12 foot ladder.
Bro, I watched the thing.
He's gonna hurt somebody though.
Yeah, he did a stage diving in front of a whole bunch of 12 year old little white girls and shit trying to catch him.
He's just flying under there, man.
He jumped like 20 feet in the air onto a
And then his voice is so light. Everything about him.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny, man.
He's awesome. He's great. I watched like the genius, like, you know, that. And he's like, I'm just high energy, man. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to make him mad, though. And it's like his arms is like way longer than
Geo,
they should be, man.
He looks like Geo, dude.
He does.
He looked like he customized his character, man.
Yeah. he's fully customized. By the way, you're tough to customize.
You're my UFC.
I have you as my UFC guy. Yeah. I have a career right now with LeMaire Lee. It's impossible to get those eyes in the game.
You're
undefeated. Well, you know. Made you a strong wrestler. Yeah, nobody can get up, dude.
Obviously.
Ground and pound.
Just lay on them.
Yeah. What's your wrestling style?
Lay and pray.
Wait, what's that?
Oh, you mean, wrestler as a wrestler.
Wait, what's lay and pray?
I thought you were talking about wrestling, like amateur wrestling. Just like lay on them, like, you know?
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Talking about pro wrestling. I'm a guy. I throw kicks. I can do cartwheels. I'm a cartwheel guy.
Wait, so you don't bust it out? You don't bust out the kicks and cartwheels for the amateur circuit?
No.
Also, in UFC, your dimensions are impossible to make. I had to make you 6 foot.
They're like, that's not real. Like,
no, that can't happen. You'll never be a UFC champion. Although Barnett reminds me of you.
Yeah, I was about to say
Barnett's the fucking man.
He's fucking sport.
I was at that last fight. He did. It was insane.
Is he in the game? Do they have him on the game?
I don't think he's in the game yet.
So it got to be the next one.
He will be.
He's
the fucking man, dude.
Yeah, I went down a whole rabbit hole of his whole shit. But man, that's really impressive, man, to be that size and to be doing that kind of shit he's doing. Yeah. But they're saying his mom or something trained him. She was like
family are like Taekwondo people.
Yeah, they own their own gym. So he's been doing this shit since he was a baby.
Fat.
He literally was fucking
How the fuck is he fat?
Barnett's not the Australian dude.
He's from the South.
No, that's Tuivasa.
That's
the man, too.
So Barnett's
a heavyweight, but he's
King Hippo.
He's LeMaire.
And then
he's really throwing spin kicks and shit, like, man. And he's like 300 pounds or some shit.
Yeah,
man.
And he's a little, he's short.
He missed it. But like,
what? There's a cap to that?
Yeah. 265.
Oh, wow.
What the fuck?
Who did he fight? That big fucking white dude.
I can't remember.
He's a monster.
Chris. Because he's from Philly, I think, the guy.
Oh, no.
No,
it wasn't
Dawkus.
Shout out Dawkus. He watches this.
Dude, yeah.
And he got a personality, too. Like, I feel like he's about to be a star.
He's hilarious.
He's about to blow up.
He comes out dancing. He's like happy.
He's got dance moves.
He's happy.
His fiance, before this fight, like, died. Like,
oh, wow.
Suddenly, yeah. Like before the fight, she, like, died, and he still went up to do the fight.
He lost,
but he was Barnett. I can't remember.
He won his last fight.
No, but the one before that one, the two fights ago.
Yeah, that's not supposed to happen. You're supposed to win that fight.
Yeah, I mean, unless you, like, you're just out of it. You're just like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Fighting is one thing you don't play with, man. I swear to God. Like, because I recently, you know, I always talk shit about on my podcast. I'm always getting my ass whipped as a kid. So a guy hit me up from a Muay Thai gym. He was like, you tired of getting your ass whipped? You should come try. I'm like, you know, maybe take some classes. So I've been doing Muay Thai for like the last few months.
Oh, shit.
And, you know.
You're going to knee someone in a fight?
Why are people beating you up?
I mean, I'm just talking about my kids, you know, growing up, you know, always getting the fights. I didn't
People coming on your podcast and like roughing you up. So, like,
that's fucking crazy, dude. But what I was saying, what it did, though, it humbled the fuck out of me, though.
Yeah,
like, that's the last thing I want to do is fight somebody. Now, you in
classes,
ladies looking like 5 foot secretaries throwing fucking monster kicks. You're like, someone's like, you don't know what someone can do now.
Yeah,
everybody knows some shit now. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to be respectful
like
to everybody.
It.
Dude, I feel like you fuck somebody.
I don't like that everybody knows stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I've always been big, so I've always been like, all right, I can lay on that guy. It's like, no, he'll shatter my arm.
Yeah, that's why it's never more important to preserve the Second Amendment in case lady can like armbar me. I want to be able to shoot her and kill her.
If a lady's going to beat me, I'm not losing a fight to a lady.
I'm carrying a weapon in case like I'm bullying a lady and she starts to beat me up.
Yeah, it's really intense. It's really intense.
Stabbing a woman to death.
But it taught me. It really humbled me, though, because I'm that person. I get drunk, talk shit to people, you know, whatever. Now, fuck that. I'm quiet as a church mouse now, man. I ain't trying to have no problems with nobody.
Yeah.
And I love it. I actually kind of getting addicted to it, man. Like, I'm since I've been out here for this week, I'm at a missed class. Like, fuck, yeah. I just want
to
go.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah,
it's fun just to learn how to not move your head like 7 feet away from a punch. When they start training you, like throw a punch and you're like, you have to learn how to just kind of like go like that. Yeah. It's pretty
It's
nuts.
Just been great to see the improvement. Just even I'm 40 years old. I don't even supposed to be doing no shit like this. But now I'm literally seeing myself get better at the shit.
That's awesome.
And it's fun because, I mean, you know, no one really likes working out like that, you know?
Yeah.
But that's a fun workout to do that shit. Yeah. Kicking shit, punching, you know, it's fun.
It's good to get into that too, especially when you're 40, because you're either going to completely decline or it's like step up and just go to old Rip Man status.
And it definitely starting to create like discipline for me too. In some sense, like sometimes, like, man, I'm not drinking tonight. I got to go to class tomorrow. That shit gonna fuck me up. So it definitely has been a real improvement of my life. I will
we need
say
sensei.
That. Yeah, even you fucking like eating, like even just changing my diet and just doing that kind of shit. You know?
Yeah.
You're on your way to Angbach.
And it's a community too. That's one thing that I like about it too. You scared to like join the gym, sparring and doing shit like that, but just being a part of the gym, everybody want to see everybody get better. So like everybody's helping me. Everybody's trying to teach me how to get nice and shit. So
that's sick.
It's been great. Yeah,
that's what stung for. I was disappointed with jiu-jitsu. None of those guys talked to me at all. I did jiu-jitsu and no one ever talked to me. I was always like, all right.
They thought you were dumb. You were just in there like, hey, like, do you want to roll with
like,
me?
Jiu-jitsu is such a good community. And I'm like, yeah, nobody ever talked to me the whole time.
Really? You got tapped by a girl early.
That was at a different place.
You switched places.
I fucked her up.
You got her back.
I fucked her up, yeah. Because I was like, yeah, I don't really want to do this. And she just bent my wrist. And I was like, ow, what the fuck was that? Next time, everyone looked over. Next time, I fucked her up.
You body slammed her.
I was like, all right, fucking gloves are off. No, I literally, she tried to step up and I grabbed both of her ankles and popped her feet off the ground. She went, ugh, and laid on her back, knocked the wind out of her. We're currently 1-1 right now.
1-1. You got to find her and shoot her.